This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Maghe Sankranti being observed today, President Vidyadev Bhandari wishes for strengthening national unity through festivals. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses need of yoga to stay healthy. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gewali leaves for New Delhi to attend Nepal-India Joint Commission meeting, and U.S. President Donald Trump impeached for inciting U.S. Capitol riot. Now the news in detail. Maghe Sankranti or Makar Sankranti is being celebrated throughout the country today. It is being observed by taking holy dips in rivers and ponds, worshipping at various temples and savoring delicacies like ghee, yam, khichdi and sweets like chakku and sweets made of sesame and molasses. The Tharu community celebrates this festival with much festivity. They call it Maghe. The Newar community also observes the festival by taking ghee, chakku and remembering the departed souls. President Vidyadev Bhandari has wished all Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad for their peace, progress, prosperity, happiness and good health on the occasion of Maghe Sankranti and Maghe festival today. The president has expressed her confidence that the festival would enhance mutual harmony, goodwill and tolerance among the people of all ethnic and community people residing in hill, mountain and Tarai regions of the country, thereby strengthening social and cultural unity. President Bhandari also wished that the festival may help protect and preserve fundamental cultural practices and enhance mutual unity, friendship, cooperation and goodwill among all Nepali people belonging to different geographical regions, languages, ethnicity and cultures. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has wished all Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad for their peace, progress, prosperity, happiness and good health on the occasion of Maghe Sankranti and Maghe festival today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said Maghe festival has harmonized the cultural diversity in the multi-ethnic, multilingual, multicultural and multi-religious country. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed on the need of doing yoga regularly to keep health mentally and physically sound. Addressing a ceremony organized at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata today, on the occasion of the 6th National Yoga Day, Prime Minister Oli said yoga was extraordinarily useful for mental health, saying Nepal was the land of yoga and it was a matter of pride for all Nepalese. The Prime Minister urged all not to associate yoga with any particular reason and spirituality. Prime Minister Oli said yoga has gained further significance and relevance due to the current shortage of medicine and verified research in the wake of COVID-19. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Krishna Gopal Shrestha, yoga gurus among others were also present in the program. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gewali has left for India's capital New Delhi today to attend the 6th meeting of the Nepal-India Joint Commission starting from today. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Trade, Transit, Expansion, Development, Progress and Energy and Watershed Areas and upcoming projects, border disputes, partnership in infrastructure development, expansion of bilateral connectivity network would be the main agenda of the meeting. Similarly, other agendas including investment-friendly cooperation, bilateral cooperation in agriculture, partnership in tourism and cultural cooperation between the two countries would be also discussed in the meeting. The Nepali delegation led by Minister Gewali includes Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Paudel, Health Secretary Lakshman Arial, Nepali Ambassador to India Nilambar Acharya and other senior government officials. A spokesperson of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Seva Lamsal said while in Delhi, Foreign Affairs Minister Gewali will hold talks with India's top leadership and necessary consultation will be held to take the relation between Nepal and India to a new height. Minister Gewali is scheduled to return to Nepal on 16th of January. Central member of the Nepal Communist Party and Baghe district in charge Dinesh Chandra Yadav has died of coronavirus infection this morning. He was undergoing treatment at Grandi Hospital in Kathmandu from 28th of December. He tested positive for the coronavirus on 27th of December. Three persons have been injured when a bus overturned near the overhead bridge in Bhadrakali of Kathmandu. According to a Metropolitan Police Circle, Deputy Superintendent of Police Pramesh Bista, the injured are undergoing treatment at the trauma centre. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The U.S. House of Representatives has impeached President Donald Trump for incitement of resurrection at last week's Capitol riot. 10 Republicans sided with Democrats to impeach the president by 232 to 197. But his trial in the Senate will not happen until after Joe Biden, a Democrat, is inaugurated as the new U.S. president next week. Trump, a Republican, is the first president in U.S. history to be impeached twice. The Democratic-controlled House voted on Wednesday after 2 hours of impassionate debate as armed National Guard troops kept watch inside and outside the Capitol. South Korea's Supreme Court has upheld a 20-year jail term for former President Park Geun-hye, who was found guilty of abuse of power and coercion. The ruling on Thursday upheld a reduced jail term given to Park in July on appeal after she was originally sentenced to 30 years in prison. Prosecutors had tried to appeal against the reduction. Park, South Korea's first female president, was toppled from power in 2017 over a vast corruption scandal. A World Health Organization team has arrived in the China city of Wuhan to start its investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The long-awaited probe comes after months of negotiations between the WHO and Beijing. A group of 10 scientists is said to interview people from research institutes, hospitals, and the seafood market linked to the initial outbreak. The team's arrival on Thursday morning coincides with a resurgence of new coronavirus cases in northern China, where life in Wuhan is relatively back to normal. They will undergo 2 weeks of quarantine before beginning their research, which will rely upon samples and evidence provided by Chinese officials. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Maghe Sankranti being observed today, President Vidyadev Bhandari wishes for strengthening national unity through festivals. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses need of yoga to stay healthy. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gewali leaves for New Delhi to attend Nepal-India Joint Commission meeting, and U.S. President Donald Trump impeached for inciting U.S. Capitol riot. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.